Welcome to OV English School. This episode is inspired by a recent news-style question many people ask after seeing huge roller coasters online. Why do they feel so scary but still count as safe? Imagine standing in line at Cedar Point in Ohio and looking up at Steel Vengeance. Your hands feel sweaty before the ride even begins. Today we will look at that strange mix of fear and safety. We will also learn a useful English pattern: feel scary but is safe. Keep that in mind as we go. A roller coaster can create a strong feeling of danger, even when it is built with safety in mind. That is the big idea in this story. Your brain reacts very fast to height, speed, and sudden turns. It does not stop to ask for a full explanation. It just sends an alarm. That is why your chest tightens and your breathing changes. So first, let us talk about the feeling. On a steep drop, many riders feel their stomach rise. On a fast turn, they may grip the bar very hard. The body thinks, this is extreme. That feeling is real, but feeling danger is not the same as being in danger. This is where the phrase controlled risk becomes useful. Controlled risk means something looks risky, but people have designed it carefully. Now let us look at the ride itself. Roller coasters do not move freely. They follow a fixed path. That means the train stays on a set track from start to finish. It does not choose its own way. The wheels hold it on the rail from the top, the side, and the bottom. Because of that, the train can go upside down and still stay connected to the track. This is one reason a coaster can feel scary, but is safe. The machine is not guessing. It is made for that exact path. Riders also have restraint bars or lap bars. These hold the body in place, so the rider is not loose inside the seat. The body may feel shaken, but it is still controlled. Here is a simple way to picture the motion. At the top of a hill, the train has stored energy. As it goes down, that energy turns into speed. Then the track uses curves and brakes to manage that speed. First comes the climb, next comes the drop. Finally, the brakes slow everything down. The ride is exciting because the changes happen fast, but the path is still planned. A few famous coasters show this idea well. One big example is Steel Vengeance at Cedar Point. Another is King de Ka in New Jersey, which is known for its very fast launch. You do not need every number to understand the point. The main idea is that speed alone does not make a ride unsafe. The safety comes from the design, the track, and the checks. There is also a human moment in this story. Some riders laugh before the drop, but many look quiet for a second. One rider on a big coaster was heard saying, "I was terrified before it moved, and then I wanted to ride again." That reaction makes sense. The first moment feels scary. The next moment can feel thrilling. People often enjoy that switch. Theme parks also protect riders with many checks. Operators inspect the bars before the train leaves. Technicians check the track, the wheels, and the brakes. Parks also use height rules. Those rules are not random. They help match the rider to the ride. In other words, the coaster is built for a certain body size and force level. That is part of controlled risk, too. Some fear comes from uncertainty, which means not knowing what will happen. A coaster builds uncertainty on purpose. The lift chain makes a clicking sound. The train climbs slowly. The top feels quiet for 1 second. Then the drop begins. Your mind says, "What happens next?" That feeling is strong, even before any real danger appears. This is why the words feels and is are so useful. You can say, "It feels scary, but it is safe." You can also say, "The storm feels frightening, but the house is secure." Or, "The exam feels hard, but it is possible." This pattern helps you show contrast. One side is emotion, the other side is reality. Now let us put the whole story together. Roller coasters work because they mix control and excitement. They follow a fixed path. They use the energy at the top and turn it into speed on the way down. They use restraints, brakes, and strong rules. All of this helps keep the ride safe while still making it feel intense. That is why people keep riding them at parks around the world, from Cedar Point to Disneyland to places in Europe and Asia. The body gets a rush, the mind gets a thrill, and the engineering keeps the risk controlled. It feels wild, but it is carefully planned. Question: why do roller coasters feel scary at the start? Answer: because the brain reacts fast to height, speed, and uncertainty. Question: what does controlled risk mean? Answer: it means something feels risky, but it is carefully designed and managed. Question: how does the train stay safe on the track? It follows a fixed path, and the wheels keep it connected to the rail. Question: complete the sentence. It feels scary, but it is. Answer: safe. Question: why do parks check the ride before people board? Answer: to inspect the bars, track, wheels, and brakes, and keep riders safe. So now you know the simple idea. A roller coaster feels scary because your body reacts fast. But it is safe because the ride is built with a fixed path, strong parts, and careful checks. It is controlled risk, not random danger. That is what makes the thrill possible. Thanks for learning with me today. Keep practicing English step by step, and I will see you next time.